we got a couple of guys. They're going to board the train here. They're just dead heading with us up to Portland.
Okay. Steve, I'm thinking I'll get out.
Yeah, let's know.
Alright, 504, here's your release.
504, that's a good release, set of my phone. Good, Stan, you want to do a low test?
Oh, let's, we'll just figure on trying to do what we gotta do.
Alright, good release, though. Or, good set release. Good release, good class, too. You wanna take it ahead, I'll sit back here for a few minutes.
Here we go.
Arm went off again.
Can you get into it, try and reset false hit screen control?
Screen control?
No, if it says reset false, hit that.
Just enter password, alarm test, brighter screen, dimmer screen.
Up in the right corner, it should show level 3. So maybe go into operator functions, hit exit, and go into operator functions.
Operator functions. Distant counter, air brake setup, EOT, cap signals, operator test, fuel monitor.
843, go ahead, over.
No more, that should give you a fault. Reset.
Alright, just showing stored. Try to get.
What'd you say the problem was, over? Guess is the dupe isn't working. Okay. What is the what's the number on that one, or what's one of the ones on the back, just so I can put in what the problem is. Over. 5466. Okay, I'll have them give you a call here. Thank you. Over.
Cleared the crossing.
I can't even clear it faster before this thing starts going. I'm just going to keep doing it until we get what's going.
Okay, I guess. I don't know how this is going to help us. But
yeah, this alarm keeps going off every like 10 seconds. And now as soon as I reset it, it goes right into that alarm again.
Well, let's see, I don't know if they've got any other bright ideas. Clear the crossing in the engine lead, but we are blocking the corp tracks. And 504, I'm going to go over to 30s and talk to 68.